1. Juana Goñi Liciaga, faithful to her beliefs. Civil burials were considered in defiance of the church, but sometimes, with death looming near, people renounced their wishes for a civil burial. Perhaps as they lost strength, or maybe to spare their loved ones from the ordeal of visiting them in such a place, demeaning in the eyes of the church and well-to-do society. Among the religious nonconformists of the time, males were the ones who generally chose the civil option as a way and place of burial. Meanwhile, women usually opted for a consecrated Catholic cemetery and even attended Mass. This wasn't the case for Juana Goñi, who, faithful to her beliefs, had instructed that her burial was to be civil, just as her husband's had been. She was born in Burguete, Navarre in 1848 and in 1870 married Basilio Lacorte Larralde, an important military man and journalist, the greatest ambassador of republicanism in Navarre. When she was widowed, Juana came to Castelló, where her daughter, Josefa, worked as a teacher at Herrero School. Despite the time she lived in, Juana Goñi was not just someone's wife. In fact, not only did she share her husband's ideas, but she also collaborated with him professionally on the newspaper El Porvenir Navarro, and after his death, she continued at the helm of the publication. She died in 1922, and her burial was a true outpouring of sorrow, given how she was respected and loved by everyone. Accompanying the family were also the first deputy mayor, Carlos Selma, the presidents of different corporations, teachers, councilmen, and representatives of the Republican Party in the city. Her grandson, Basilio Lacarte García, is also buried in the unconsecrated site, in tomb number 26.